They call him Mr. Ice Fishing, and he's on the line with us this morning. Dave Gens, talking about ice fishing in the Midwest Open. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad. You know, out on the ice this morning, catching big ones, of course.
You know, I waited. I waited a little while because I figured if I called you too early, I would be bothering you ice fishing, and I didn't want to do that. What were you catching this morning?
Some nice bluegills and a little lake right, basically, in this city, right by Cabela's in Rogers. You know, pretty amazing that you can have a quality lake that close to all these people.
You know, I've always said I don't care where I'm catching them as long as I'm catching them.
Yeah, that's it. I've been to North Dakota so far this winter and to South Dakota chasing bluegills, and, you know, and I find some right by home that are just as big.
Well, I don't know if we've got as much ice as you have out there, but we got a real nice amount of ice here in Michigan, so it's been a really nice ice fishing season so far.
That's good. You got some great water around the Jackson, Brooklyn area there. I've been quite impressed with my trips there.
How much ice are you on out in the Dakotas?
South Dakota, we had about probably 12 inches. You know, North Dakota was at least 20. And, you know, here I just drilled today here by Minneapolis. It was probably, you know, 12 to 14, something like that.
All right. So that's similar to what we've got going on out here. I know Tom Knutson checked the ice at Devil's Lake. Obviously, we're talking a little bit about the Midwest Open Ice Fishing Tournament that's happening this weekend on Sunday. And Tom checked the ice, and he said there was anywhere from 9 to 13 inches of ice. So should be good. We got a little bit of a warm-up happening here on Friday, Saturday. Temps right around 50 degrees, but I don't think it's going to hurt the ice too much.
No, the angle of the sun is not up high enough for it to hurt, just a few days. It's got to get really warm before it probably melt some of the snow off, though.
You know, it's real slick, so that's the one thing. You got to be careful when you're walking out there. The ice is real slick right now. There isn't any snow on the ice at all.
No, well, you need your Cthulhas on there, some ice cleats of some sort.
Sure. So talk a little bit about the Midwest Open Ice Fishing Tournament and what this means. Obviously, we know it means a lot, a great deal to our community, but what does this mean to ice fishing in general?
Well, it's a meeting of some of the best ice fishermen in the country show up there. I know quite a few guys that are there that still fish the tournaments, and they, you know, all want to compete for that big dollar amount that Knutson's put on there. And they do such a wonderful job of it. Putting on the tournament and a nice indoor weigh-in, and, you know, they make sure everybody has fun, and that's what it's really about.
People come from a long ways away to come to Devil's Lake this year to fish in the Midwest Open Ice Fishing. I think a lot of states are represented.
Yeah, I believe, most of the states in the ice belt, you know, people show up there. That's pretty amazing. They come from near and far. And what surprises me in some of these tournaments is that it's not always the locals that win. You know, you think they'd have that big upper hand, but sometimes I think creature of habit gets the locals too.
So, I've driven by Devil's Lake a handful of times here in the last week, and I tell you what, it looks like a party's happening out there. There are a ton of people pre-fishing right now. Does that matter? Does it matter to pre-fish?
Well, I think it's important to show you're fishing in an area that that there are fish, but, these pre-fish guys, it's amazing how many find the same spot. And then on tournament day, they're all rushing to that same area. And, I think the Midwest Open is this way, too. They get to their location ahead of time, and they can, drill holes and put their camera down, put their sonar down, but they can't fish till it's the designated time. I think that's sometimes actually scares the fish away from them areas.
So on tournament day itself, it can be a whole different ball game.
Yeah, it seems like it always is. You know, the weather's never the same, and then you put, you put a lot of pressure on them areas where the fish are. You know, your style has to change. You know, a lot of times in pre-fishing, you run and gun, where you catch a few and you leave there and you go to the, you move around. Well, on tournament day, it's not that easy to move around because there's other people there. You know, you got to stay, I don't know what it is, 15 feet away from your competitors. I believe that's what it is in the Midwest Open.
Right.
And, so you can't move. So you're really forced the fish that are by you. You can't go look for biters. You got to fish them non-aggressive fish. And that's what I see. They downsize. They fish a lot smaller baits. You know, Michigan is notorious for the Michigan rig, which is using the dry flies up above your line. You know, ways to trick them, non-biters, into biting.
If it were you fishing this tournament, what would your approach be? Devil's Lake's a good-sized lake.
Yeah, you know, I like to fish the basin fish, you know, away from the weed lines. You know, I have found them in Devils all the way down on the, I guess it would be the north end of the lake in that kind of that little bay there. I have found some basin fish that are suspended up in the deeper water. You know, that's my style of fishing. But in these tournaments, you know, a lot of times you got to get up in them heavy weeds because the fish get spooked into the weedy areas.
So it's 8 bluegills and 8 crappies, and then your total weight, that would be the winner. That would determine the winner at the weigh-in on Sunday at Columbia Central High School. Two different kinds of fish, as we all know, to catch.
Yes, you know, sometimes they're not in the same places. You know, the crappie, they're much more notoriously, you know, basin fish that spend up off the bottom. Although, you know, you catch them in the weeds, too. It's going out there and you know, get lucky on tournament day. You know, that your plan worked, that you get a plan, you execute the plan, but it's still got to work.
It's all over the place as far as the weigh-in goes. I mean, as far as the weights, I mean, we've seen some pretty big fish that have been brought in, and some pretty big buckets of fish that have been brought in, baskets of fish that have been caught in over the years in the Midwest Open. I'm kind of curious how big they're going to be. I don't know if the Red Ear is going to be in play as much as it was when we had the tournament, say, at a Wampler's Lake.
Yeah, I don't know about Devils and the Red Ears, but I know that the bluegills are pretty nice there, and the crappie, and then the other side of the spectrum. We had a tournament there once that, you know, Clam did with the trap attacks, where you couldn't steal a fish in that bay. You just swore there wasn't a fish there.
Right.
And you know they didn't get out. They're in there, you know. But you know, some days they can bury themselves so far into the weeds that. But you know, as ice fishing has progressed from the Stone Age to the Space Age here in the last 25 years, you know, we've all got a lot better at catching these fish.
$20,100 to win. That's a pretty large purse. Would that make it the largest as far as payout in the United States?
That certainly is. I don't know of anything that's bigger than that. You know, that's one thing the Canutes, they wanted to have the biggest and the best tournament, ice fishing tournament in the country, and they've definitely did it.
And when you have purses like that, and I think Tom had mentioned to me last week that they pay back places 1 through 20 with cash, and then all the other prizes that are, you know, associated with it as well, does that attract the best fishermen?
Yes, you know, the big dollar first place is what really does the attracting, but everybody really appreciates, seems like everybody goes home with something.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
And that's important, that you know, you feel you're a winner. Then you're not, you know, in some of these tournaments, you know, you're just a donator, and you don't want to be, you know, it's much better feeling you're a winner.
Sure. What can you say? I mean, speak to the Canutes and store and Canutes and family. They really get into this, and they really do a nice job.
Yeah, certainly. And their store there, I mean, I travel all over the ice belt, and you know, they've got the best selection of ice fishing jigs and supplies as, you know, any place in the country. I know for sure they've got more ice jigs than anybody else.
Sure. We got Dave Gens on the line talking a little bit about the Midwest Open Ice Fishing Tournament happening this weekend and ice fishing. Have you spent a fair amount of days on the ice this year, Dave?
Yes, it started early this year. I was, you know, like the first Saturday and or first Sunday, I guess it was, before I got out in November, I got on the ice in northwestern Minnesota, and it's been, you know, more days on the ice since then than off.
Have you had a favorite? Have you had a favorite day? You caught any whoppers?
Oh, you know, I caught a pound and a half bluegill in a lake. That was pretty exciting.
Yeah, wow.
And it was, when the North American Ice Fishing Circuit tournament was, the championship was here. I didn't catch it on them lakes, but I caught what the guys were here pre-fishing, and I brought it to the bar that they were out, and it, you know, made the rounds, and the rumor got passed around that it was caught on these tournament lakes, so, you know, had everybody's hopes really high.
Just getting some of the guys fired up, huh?
Yeah, you know, I just came back from Valentine, Nebraska, fishing on the Valentine National Wildlife Refuge, and that's always exciting. There's a lot of big fish in Nebraska, in the refuge lakes. You know, they're, you know, adult cabins on them. They're, you know, I guess the good thing is your cell phone doesn't even work.
Oh, that's beautiful. So, I'm dying to go to a place like that. That's beautiful right there.
Well, that's a hot tip for somebody that wants to go catch some big bluegills is, you know, the Valentine National Wildlife Refuge. There's a few lakes. Pelican is the famous one, but there's some other hackberry and duck that are, you know, you got a real good chance of catching a bluegill over a pond there.
We had a couple guys, a few guys actually from the area that went out and fished that championship, and one couple that comes to mind is Chad Hamlin and his son Rye, who's I think 11 years old, and after day one, they were atop the leaderboard.
Yeah, there were lots of guys watching the little guy there, kind of what he was. Look at that little guy over there catching fish. He had a hot hole. He was jerking them bluegills out, and people were actually struggling to catch bluegills.
And I think he may have caught either the biggest crappie of the tournament or one of the biggest crappies of the tournament.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, Jim Martin and his son Hunter were second on day one.
So, that's right, that's right.
I think Chad did well on day two, and Jim didn't do quite as well. But they, you know, it's a, you know, a lot of fun. Myron Gilbert, that's a pretty common name in your area there. He didn't do as well as he usually does in it. Can't explain why. You know, they did a good job pre-fishing, and then, you know, I said things always seem to change on tournament day.
Well, no matter how you look at it and how good of a fisherman you are, fact of the matter is there still is some luck involved, and it's still fishing.
Yeah, you know, we certainly haven't got it all figured out. The fish got a mind of their own, I guess, and, you know, things change. We haven't got the environment totally figured out, what makes them stick. I know myself, any time you think, oh, this is tomorrow's the day, the weather's just right, the wind's just right, and then you go out there and you don't catch any. Then you another day when it's, you know, shouldn't be good, you catch them. So I guess that's why they still call it fishing.
So we got a couple of 50-degree days. Friday, Saturday, both 50 degrees. And then on tournament day Sunday, it's going to be 37 degrees. Will that be a factor as far as the fish biting, oxygen in the water, anything like that that people are going to be thinking about?
Well, I think the barometric pressure changes, you know, and if it's cloud up, clear up, I'm not sure. This time of the year, like, you know, it's warm here where I'm at right now, but it's kind of foggy and high humidity. And I'm guessing if it's going to drop to, you know, 30 degrees, it's probably going to, the wind's going to probably switch to the northwest and clear up, would be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
And that can, you know, change everything. You know, I'd sooner have a falling barometer than a rising barometer.
So you think that the fish might be a little tight-lipped?
Yes, you know, if that's what happens, this front's going to come through. I would think that's what's happening. If the temperature is going to drop, that there'll be a pressure change, and that can make things tougher.
Dave, if you forget about the tournament itself, there's 150 two-man teams that are going to be in our area, and man, for commerce, for hotel stays, eating out, it's a wonderful thing to have this tournament in our community.
Yeah, it certainly is. And it's not only the tournament. Like you said, the amount of people pre-fishing, they were here last week and the week before. Some even come in the summer to investigate them, like to try to get the upper hand to win that $20,000.
And then the other thing that's pretty cool, even if you're not a fisherman in the tournament, it's a great place and a great time just to come to the weigh-in at Columbia Central High School. That'll start about 2 o'clock on Sunday, and just see the weights and the smiles and the excitement. people getting just fired up when that leaderboard changes. It's a great thing, and there's no charge to come and see the weigh-in on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that's always been fun. You and I have been there being the Weighmasters, I guess, is what our title would have been. Are you doing that again this year?
Yeah, I'll be there. I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah, it's just, now that I've turned 70 years old, I try to stay closer to home. It's hard to imagine that when I went to Nebraska and North Dakota, but if I had a driver, I didn't drive.
When you're fishing, though, you're still feeling like you're 25, though, aren't you?
Oh, you bet. I just make it easier, fishing off my snowmobile. I just love just sitting on the seat of the snowmobile and driving around, and, I pull up and pull my electric auger out and drill a hole and grab the transducer, sonar's mounted on the dash, and, I'm really efficient, and, I sit on a nice soft snowmobile seat all day. Better than like when I sat on the bucket in the old days.
When Dave was emceeing just a few years ago, we had a chance to go out. I took him out fishing onto one of my little honey holes, and I didn't get a chance to start with him, so I said, well, I'm not going to tell you where I usually catch him. I'm just curious to where you would catch him. And I went out onto the lake, and the lake looked like it was a big piece of Swiss cheese. I think you drilled about 300 holes before you really settled on where you wanted to fish. And the other cool thing that I thought when we came out and we were drilling some holes, you were really nice. You said, hey, just anything I got here, go ahead and use it. And I got a chance to use your power auger and a few things like that. So really appreciated it. And we had a good time that night fishing.
Yeah, certainly did. Right in, I guess we'll call it your backyard. That's what it seemed like anyway.
Yeah, yep. We went out, last Sunday, and there were three of us. And we just wanted to get some bluegills to put in the frying pan. That was our main goal. And none of them are giants, but we did catch 53 between three of us. So we had a really nice fish fry.
Yeah, that would certainly do it. No. I kept 10 right now is what I kept. Like the last two times I came back to my fishing trip, I didn't bring any fish home, and my wife gave me a little static about that, so I brought some out.
You got to make Mama happy.
Yeah, well, I didn't. I said one to North Dakota, one to Nebraska. I just didn't feel like I got to bring fish home from them locations. I could get fish by home.
I don't know if it's in my
eat.
I don't know if it's in my head or not, but it just seems like bluegills out of the ice taste better than any time of the year.
Oh yeah, they're hard to beat, and a nice 8.5 incher is really good eating. You get a nice slay off of them, and yes, we catch them a lot bigger than that, but I'm trying to let the big ones go. I let four big ones go today and kept 10 medium sized ones for the granddaughter and daughter over tonight, and the four of us. She's 10 will feed us four.
Perfect. Before I let you go, any words of encouragement for all the fishermen who may either hear this on the radio or on our social media sites?
Well, I guess I could just say good luck. I'm sure the quality of fishermen that are there, they know as many tricks as I do and how to catch them. But, work on changing the cadence if you can't get up the bite right away.
Dave, I really appreciate catching up with you. Thanks a lot.
Hey, you too. It's always a pleasure talking with you, Jamie.
Mr. Ice Fishing, Dave Genz on with us this morning, talking about the Midwest Open Ice Fishing Tournament that kicks off on Sunday at Devil's Lake with Canutes and Sporting Goods, $20,100 to win first place. 8 bluegills, 8 crappies. Whoever has the most weight on Sunday at the weigh-in at Columbia Central High School at 2 o'clock wins the money.